This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Albuquerque police have arrested the man who shot a protester last night at a demonstration against the statue of Juan de Oñate in Albuquerque's Old Town. The violence broke out after heavily armed men antagonized unarmed protesters who wanted to take down the monument to a violent colonizer. Police charged Stephen Ray Baca with a third-degree felony and took several militiamen into custody for questioning. APD reports the victim is in critical condition but expected to survive. KUNM's Hannah Colton reports the night started with a prayer gathering at Tigue Park, led by some of the same women who fought the statue's commission 20 years ago. And a content warning, this story contains descriptions of violence and sounds of gunfire and flashbangs.
Across the street from the monument, a couple hundred people gathered to hear prayers, songs, and accounts of the harms inflicted by Oñate and his legacy.
It hurt 20 years ago to relive it, and it's hurting again.
Alita Paisano Suazo, known as Tweety, is from the pueblos of Acoma and Laguna. She recounted the atrocities against Native Americans for which Oñate was eventually convicted and banished from New Mexico in 1614.
Oñate was responsible for killing hundreds of Acoma men, women, and children, and the brutal sentencing of their survivors, which also included the cutting off of the man's right foot.
Speakers voiced their solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. They said this was the beginning of efforts to work with local officials to have the Oñate statue removed, along with local Confederate monuments. As that event wrapped up, several dozen people were across the street on and around the monument.
Take it down!
Amid protesters stood several members of the New Mexico Civil Guard, gripping assault-style rifles. That's the militia group that's shown up to Black Lives Matter protests, saying they're there to protect property and deter violence. Protesters put a chain around the statue, and one took a pickaxe to the base. A civil guardsman carrying a long gun jumped up to stop him. Some protesters pushed back. Things got chaotic for a few minutes.
Everybody, can we just back up and ignore them, please?
One man wearing military fatigues repeatedly reached for his handgun. This next part I didn't see directly, but pieced together from videos and eyewitness accounts. As a group of protesters heaved on the chain around the statue's neck, Stephen Baca threw a young woman to the ground from behind her. She hit her head on the sidewalk. He ran off, someone hit him with a skateboard, he sprayed pepper spray in another woman's face, someone else tackled him. Then he fired, wounding a man in the back and near his shoulder. Several militia men then formed a ring around Baca with their backs to him as he sat on the ground using his phone. About 3 minutes after the shooting, APD, riot police, and SWAT arrived with two armored vehicles.
We need an ambulance! Goddamn!
Officers ordered Baca and at least four militia men down on the ground and handcuffed them, while a street medic and other protesters continued to tend to the man bleeding on the pavement. It was another 5 minutes or so before an ambulance arrived and took the man to the hospital. APD ordered people away from the crime scene. They used tear gas and flashbangs and fired non-lethal rounds. No one in the crowd was brandishing guns or other weapons. People hung around a bit longer before dispersing around 9:30. Militia men have shown up heavily armed at several peaceful demonstrations in Albuquerque in the past few weeks. Someone from another group, the American Patriots of New Mexico, told KUNM they had been working with police for years. APD says working with these groups is not sanctioned by the department. We asked APD spokesman Gilbert Gallegos last week why police don't intervene when armed militia groups intimidate and provoke protesters.
We have monitored them, we've talked to them, we've tried to figure out, you know, but when they're out there with weapons, you know, unless they're committing an assault, what are we supposed to do?
Mayor Tim Keller says the city will remove the statue in Old Town for public safety reasons, quote, until the appropriate civic institutions can determine next steps. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
The Albuquerque Journal reports that the FBI is investigating and that Senator Martin Heinrich has called on the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate as well. This is KUNM.